Welcome, welcome. I'm Rod Smith, your host with the most, with another exciting chapter of creating and making history with the one and only Awoba Pod. Over the last few years, I've interviewed them all, and today we're going to up that even more. I have two of the elite from the put together Campbelltown Magpies and the Leichhardt Tigers, and you got the West Tigers. And I am privileged to have rookie sensation Dane Laurie and the one and only Jimmy the Jet Roberts. How are we going, boys?
Yeah, good. Just kicking back in Brisbane. Yeah,
it's been good, mate. Obviously, getting out of quarantine has been a bit tough, but once I got in here with the boys, it's been good. They've just uplifted the protocols here, and we're allowed to go out for the days now. So,
muster your head in, but this whole COVID situation. I mean, for me, it's not so bad. I'm quite fortunate where a lot of my work's on computer and I can work from home. But when it's something physical, a lot of training, a lot of getting out, and, you know, and those, especially the breaks between training, you know, where you can go and relax, maybe go for a swim or something, and all that is just taken away. Just, that must do your head in a bit.
Yeah, obviously for me it's a bit tougher because I've got kids and they're not up here with me, and a lot of the boys have got their families up here, and I'm one of the only ones, like me and Danny, we've got our own rooms, and those spare time, we you know, we get a bit bored and wrestling, yeah. But you know, training sort of keeping us sane at the moment, and being able to get out now definitely helps.
Boys, just to, for our viewers out there who probably maybe don't know much about you, tell us a little bit about yourselves. Like, where you're from, and where'd you grow up?
I was born in Kempsey, Northern New South Wales, Dungardi boy, and also Bunjalung and Warren, my man. My dad's from Foster, so, you know, all up the east coast of New South Wales, so, and Dana?
Yeah, I was born in Penrith, but my mob's from up the north coast, Bunjalung and Yagul. My dad's from a little mission called Boyugul. Up the back of Grafton.
Oh, yeah. Been there.
Yeah, mum's from just down at Yamamish, Naro Village. So, yeah.
So, how'd you get into footy?
I think I started. You know, it was with the Ballina Seagulls. Actually, I was 5 years old. You know, started playing with the Binge Boys and young Tyrone and Roberts.
Yeah.
I played up a couple of years with them, and then they kept going up, and I stayed the years lower and until it was my own age. But, started at the Ballina Seagulls, and, where'd you start, bud?
Yeah, I started my footy at Lower Clarence Magpies, and then, went up to Grafton Ghost, done a stint there when I was, like, 11, and went up to about 16, and then came back down to Magpies to play, like, under-18s and all that kind of stuff, and then, ended up getting a contract with Penrith, so, just started from there.
Question I want to ask you, now that you're up there and you're playing first grade, what part of your can you remember what part of your life that you can remember, I'm not too bad at this? Maybe it was from comments people were making and you thought, I could probably make a career out of this.
It sounds a bit sort of kind of cocky or whatever, just give it to him, you're right. But like, I think from a young age, growing up, I used to come down to school holidays with my uncle Amos, who was playing NRL at the time, so I always had a good role model, and I guess sort of wanted to aspire to be like him. And you know, as I grew up and started coming through the grades and getting better and better at my trade, I think from the age of 13, 14, I think I had that mindset where I thought nothing would stop me from making it. So, I always trained hard and made sure I did what I had to do to get to the next level. So, and I remember he debuted at 19 and I always wanted to beat him and debut, but before that, so, and I got to do that, so.
Was you always fast?
I was actually. I was.
What about at school, like at the 100 metres and all those things? Did you do any representation in that?
Yeah, I used to make state every year, in a lot of things really. But I sort of never took it serious. I took it as a day off, really, to be honest. Try to get out of school. You know, sometimes I wouldn't even run in the state final. I'd just take off and get back, or, you know what I mean? But, yeah, sort of look. But I did love doing it, but I never really took it serious. So, you know, I love rugby league too much, and that's the avenue I took with my life.
So, Dan, the question was, you know, as a making first grade and all that now, but was there a part, what age can you remember where you thought, yeah, I'm probably not too bad at this and I could probably make a career out of it?
Like, I always loved footy since I was, like, started, but, yeah, until I took it, like, real serious, it was probably, probably 16. My dad crashed his motorbike and then, I don't know, just something switched in me and then I just said, yeah, I just want to give this a mad crack. So, yeah, just ended up, just giving it a crack and then made a highlights video and then found my way down to Penrith and then, yeah, just went from there. So,
is that something that players do now? Like, as you said, I've never heard of that, a highlights video?
I've heard of a few people, you know. Obviously, Caelan Ponga, he came from he had a lot of highlights. I knew him through his highlights in the union system from private schools. So, and then he obviously went to the Cowboys and started coming through the grades and then now look where he is now. So, but, you know, like Dano did there as well, it does happen, so.
You think that's the power of social media now?
Yeah, I think it obviously it benefited Dano and people like Caelan. So, if you can do it, why not?
Next question I'd like to ask both of you is maybe start with you, Dane. What's your? I know you've had a pretty good year, and unfortunately with the injury. But so, what's your short-term goals? But you know, if you could look 5 years down the track. Both of these, what would be your long-term goal also? If you could dream big.
Outside of footy, probably there buy a couple of houses, give my mum and dad one. And then, yeah, inside footy, probably just, you know, make all the rep sides and all that kind of stuff. Just work hard for, you know, making a good name for myself and, yeah, just leave on that note. So.
So if you made rep, if you made State of Origin, are you a New South Wales boy?
Yeah, New South Wales.
And Jimmy, I know you've already played state. Is that next? I mean, I thought you were pretty unlucky to make it this year, but is that what you'd like short term, get back up into that, and then long term, hopefully play for Australia?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me growing up, my goals were to just play State of Origin. That was the pinnacle for me. That's all I wanted to do. I wasn't playing for Australia or anything like that. And then when All Stars come along, that was another main goal. So I think once I made those kind of goals and reached them, I sort of lost my way a bit and sort of had to refocus and try and start new goals, which I'm trying to do now. And you know, I'm trying to work towards. And I think this year's probably, you know, it's been a quiet year for myself. I'm still working on my game and working on combinations within the club and it takes time when you're in a rebuilding club. So, you know, I'm just trying to get better each week and just trying to sort of figure out how to get myself back into that Jimmy the Jet frame and show people what I can still do. And, you know, I believe in myself and I know eventually that I'll get there in the end. I just got to keep working hard.
If you were talking to a younger self, or maybe even to Dane, you saw him maybe going through the same things you're going through, what would you say to him? What were some of the things you feel like you need to, as you said, to get yourself back in that main right frame, right thinking, and, you know, to be back in the first grade?
We were talking about this actually yesterday. I come down to his room and, you know, talked about going home and not staying home too long in the off-season. Because of the influences you have, you know, people have different dreams and different lifestyles to what we do and different goals. So I think, you know, as a kid, I used to love going home. You know, unfortunately, you know, drink with my cousins and no training and just never took it serious. I just, footies was my outing, you know, to get away from life. And then I'd go home to my mob and just do what they were doing when back home, you know.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, sort of got in that trap, and you know, obviously I've had my problems over the times with all that kind of stuff. And you know, if I could talk to myself now, I, you know, I would have limited the people I hang around, and made sure I stayed around the right people that had the same sort of goals as me, and you know, all the positive people in my life now that I still have that I had back then, but sort of avoided.
Yeah. Dane, with yourself, with this injury, do you want to just give us a little bit of an update? But also after that, just about what Jimmy's talking about, how hard is it going to be? I mean, this is going to keep you out for a bit. You were having a great season. I mean, this has all got to play with your mind. How are you going to get yourself back to, you know, being who you are now, or even better?
Yeah, well, I'm out for like, I don't know how long, I think it's like 2 months or so, so till I'm fully like running and changing direction and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I'm going to go back down to, I'll take time away from the game, which is 6 weeks, the physio said, and then come back down to training and, yeah, rip in and do all the physio, what they need to do. And yeah, I'm excited for the rehab. I told them there yesterday, like, because this is my first major injury, so it's going to come with like challenges and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I'm ready to rip in and into the stuff and, you know, get my leg right and get fit and ready to be better next year.
What type of training can you do while your foot's like this? Is there anything that they suggest?
Just upper body stuff, so like, I don't know, upper body cardio and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I'm gonna look heaps big up top, but then my skinny legs gonna be.
Nah, I hear. Talking about going home, you know, in the off season, you know, I've had quite a few mates, you know, years go by. Well, yeah, they've gone home, and because especially if they're a long way from Sydney or Newcastle, and just haven't put in the best off seasons. So, is that a real trap you find for a lot of black fellas, or do you think that's throughout all NRL?
I think it's definitely throughout all NRL, but yeah. You know, black fellas especially, because we're so tight with our mob and loyal and generous and giving. You know, we tend to get stuck in that trap where we go home, you know, we've got a bit more money now, we can spend it on everyone and share, and whether it's for the right things or the wrong things, you know, we get stuck in that trap. I have plenty of times, and, you know, sometimes I still do, but I'm a lot better now, and, you know, if I can, you know, tell Dana anything, it's a sort of just limit your time back home, you know, even though you miss your family and all that, but, you know, he's got a massive career ahead of him, and I think he could do some special things in the game. So,
yeah, there was that advice you just given there. I've given that to quite a few young fellas who are probably as young as you, Dane, where they're excelling at something, and I've just gone, look, I know what I'm about to say might sound harsh. I said, but just from experience, I said sometimes you're going to have to cut some of your mob and friends. I said, there's going to be time for them. I said, but right now it's about you focusing on your career. And when you finish your career, you can give all the time you want then to family and mob. I said, but I've just seen too many times, as you said, Jimmy, where, yeah, and some of them have just got completely lost and never got back. And there was those players or people, depending on what the profession is, where you've just gone, you see that fella over there, or you see that lady there? They should have been this for Australia. They should have been this for, you know. So, I hear it does sound harsh, but in the reality of professionalism, I totally agree. Yeah. You guys watched any of the four-part series that's out on Fox Sport around the West Tigers? I don't have Fox Sport, so I can't see it. Have you guys seen, how many episodes have been released so far? Is it two?
Yeah, two episodes have been out now. So.
Are you guys feature much in it?
Not too much. I've only watched the one that just came out the other night.
Yeah.
What's it like watching that? Do you feel Do you feel a bit exposed?
Nah. I like the camera up in the coach's box. That's pretty cool to see what Madge has to say, but yeah, definitely wouldn't be wanting to sit up there with him when he's cracking up when we have a bad game. But yeah, you can just see how passionate Madge is, and like how he rides every play too, like how he's, you know, he just rides every play. So yeah, you can see how passionate he is. Wish we can get could have got more results, but you know, that's the way it goes. So.
Yeah, I got pretty you know, it makes you a bit emotional when you sort of really care about winning, and seeing what Madge puts into this team and how passionate he is, like Dano said, you know. But you know, I don't think the team has grasped what he's trying to do here as well as we would, but I think being in this camp at the moment, we're all starting to find that groove and get that passion and play for each other. And you know, we've still got a lot to go and a long way to go. We're way off, but I think we're heading in the right direction here at the club. And you know, I just wish, you know, we were like this sort of mind frame at the start of the year where we could have built it on it for now. So
yeah, as you said, talking about Madge, I had a conversation with him earlier on, and I always used to think, watching the coaches on the side, most of them, you know, they're real placid, where they're just sitting there, you know, just staring out. And I used to think, do they even yell at these fellas at halftime? But I think I saw in the preview, yeah. So coaches obviously, so what, a lot of them, you know, how they're real quiet up in the box. But when it comes to halftime, through the different coaches you've had over the years, are they like that if you're having a bad game? Do they come in and start yelling around?
I think everyone varies. You know, I've been to a few different clubs and different coaches, and Wayne's totally opposite to what Madge is. Wayne will just look at you, or he'll come in and he'll say, there's not much I can do to help you. That's going to change the result. Not much. Yeah, like, you know, he'll come in and he won't say nothing. He'll just shake his head and walk off. And then everyone's like, you know, we need a rip in here. He's proper off us. But and then Madge will come in and tear shreds into you, or, you know, or different, you know, if you figure out your players who you can sort of go out a bit more harder than the others. But that's part of coaching, I guess.
Just based on what you said, I'll go to you, Dane, first. If you feel like the team or yourself is not having a great game and it's half time, what kind of coach would you prefer? Someone who's probably just comes in and just says something real nice and say, hey boys, just think about this and think about this. Or would you prefer a coach who just maybe starts ripping into you just to try and motivate you?
Probably one that rips into you, to be honest, because you don't really. My mum always used to say, like, you know, they don't, you don't, like, the boys don't listen till they start swearing at you and that. So, but yeah, I'd like our Madge coaches. He's just passionate, and yeah, I like how he just rips into play, rips into us, like, if we're, you know, playing bad. So yeah, it's a kick up the backside to, you know, put in a better performance. So yeah.
You, Jimmy, you prefer?
Yeah, it depends on, you know, if I'm personally playing bad, I won't go near the team. I'll walk, go have some time to myself to think about what I need to do and try and sort of reset my mind, and try not to dwell on it too much, because sometimes it can make it worse. But,
yeah,
you know, and I don't need someone telling me something that I already know. So, but also sometimes I need, you know, a little tip where I could be better at. Subtle is better, but, yeah, like it all depends on the situation of the game and how bad the team or I'm playing. So, but I'll cop criticism. You know what I mean. So,
I got a question for you boys. Looking on to 2022, yeah, just talking about black fellas and playing and all that. If there was one black fella in the NRL, you'd say if you had a magic wand and you could say, yeah, you're coming to play with us. Who would it be?
I'd probably want to play Uncle Cody. Yeah.
Cody.
Yeah. Walker.
Yeah, 100.
Cody or Trell?
Yeah, one of them too.
Oh, yeah. That's a tough question. Yeah. I suppose if you're looking for that running person or the person that sets up the runner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Dana can play 5'8 anyway.
Is that a hint for the future?
Yeah, I reckon once he gets arms like easy along.
What is the position you're playing now, boys? Are they the positions you grew up playing?
Yeah. I played fullback nearly all my life. It wasn't until I was like 16, 15, I like played 5'8", but it's nothing like playing down in the city and all that kind of stuff where they have all the, you know, structure and all that. I just came, you know, just to play footy and, you know, chip and chase on third tackle and all that.
Chip and chase.
Where I was playing and that, so.
Yeah. I've always played through my juniors, fullback and 5'8", fullback and 5'8", yeah, so. And then as I got into 20s, sort of started playing fullback, wing, and then I debuted at fullback as well. And
that's right, yeah. Is that something you'd like to see in the future going back to there, or you like it up in the front line?
Oh, I'd like to, it'd be nice to play fullback again, but, you know, you got to get your body in shape like this fella here, you know, and get a lot more fitter and just anywhere to get your hands on the ball more, I guess. I feel like, you know, you're just sitting out there waiting sometimes.
Yeah.
Get the ball,
so.
But, you know.
Boys, we talked earlier about the whole COVID thing and like how mentally and physically it can be draining, probably more on the mental side. What are some of the things the Tigers have they got things for you prepared for you to compensate some of that stuff, you know, to look after the players' mentality?
Is that during COVID now?
Or? Yeah. Or even last year, you know, when it first hit, like it was a big shock to, you know, to everyone. And I know you all went into your hubs and I just think stuff, you know, I mean, for the game to continue, that's what you guys had to do. And, you know, spectators now, I suppose we appreciate it, but geez, it must be hard, but.
Yeah. Well, for me personally, last year I was at South, so, you know, everyone had to stay at home and you got equipment to train and stuff like that. So, and no one knew when the comp was going to start. So
yeah.
We just had to sort of just train and just hope and wait to see what happened. But I think this year being in the hub and it's a lot more organised and obviously we need to keep the game running and keep the TV rights happy and all those kind of things and get the bills paid. So it's hard, but you know, it's a lot better than last year, I guess. And for me, I struggled last year, obviously mental health, you know, and stuff like that. Sort of can't get cooped up too long, you know. I'm a peacock, you gotta let me fly. So
Dane, with you, I said you've been up there a few weeks longer than Jimmy. What are the West Tigers doing to help you with the slow times and that?
They put on team activities.
Yeah, they put on team activities and all that kind of stuff. And and then they also give us you know, free time where we can, you know, do whatever we want. So, but the only real, when we was in that 2 week ISO, it was a training, was the only time like we was allowed outside, so all the boys was happy to get outside and, you know, train and all that kind of stuff. So, but yeah, that's all. Just been kicking back in my room.
So with a few rounds to go for this year, what are you hoping to achieve for this year? Is there a possibility of you guys still making it? Is that talk still within camp of making the 8?
That is the goal. We need to win the next 4 games. So we've got Cowboys this week.
Sharks.
Penrith's the only one that's 50-50, you know. You know, we've got to be on our A game there, and we versus Bulldogs again. So they're definitely winnable if we play to our potential, but and get that belief that we've been training with at the moment. So, we just need to get a couple. get a couple, two more wins going into that Penrith game, and just play it like it's our last. So,
do you think you can do it without Dane?
Yeah, I think we can, but it'll be a lot harder, obviously, because of the year he's had, and you know how important he is to our side. But you know, he's going to be there for years to come. They're going to build the club around him. So, but you know, for now we're just taking it week by week, and hopefully the boys can get the job done this weekend, and hopefully I'll get a run next week.
Oh, when are you due back? Are you
maybe next week.
Next week.
Yeah. Maybe.
Boys, we're going to finish up. I just want to say thanks for having a chat with us today. Listening to that over the next 4 weeks, I think Penrith. I have seen quite a few of your games because of our Awabakal and our partnership with you guys. I love watching, as you said, Madge going off, which I did have a chat with him about. And I asked Ronald Griffiths if that's how he's going to end up, but he was saying he's a lot more placid than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wish you all the best for the rest of the year. Dane, I hope your injury. I hope you be a little bit selfish with yourself, and you know, to, because you got to be that to make it. Trust me, I wasn't selfish enough, I think, with myself a lot of times in life. So when I see young fellas now trying to make it, I just speak facts and and Jimmy, I just hope you get a lot of phone time with your family, and I hope this whole COVID thing just goes away. And but most of all boys, I hope you have a great career, great rest of the year, and thanks for having us on.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for that, lad.
All right, see you, boys.